does mortgages for fun. Well, except for maybe us. And when you call Union Bank, you get a real person with real answers to your mortgage questions. Now, how about that? Full service, local banking with people who live where you live. So whether it's your first home or your second, we'll provide you with nimble, local expertise, competitive rates, and a variety of mortgage options that help turn the imagined into the realized. At Union Bank, we know you want to go far in life. Banking local can get you there faster. Union Bank. Stay local. Go far. Visit us at your local branch or go to ublocal.com.
It's time to get the story behind the story. Interviews with newsmakers, newsbreakers, and your phone calls. Radio Vermont presents The Mark Johnson Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. Thanks for tuning in. Nice day out there today. Boy, nothing nicer than seeing 32 degrees on the car temperature gauge on the way in. Yeehaw. That's going to be short-lived, according to forecaster Roger Hill. If it were up to me, that would be continuing. But, you know, Roger's going to put a big damper on that for you. All right, coming up on the program today, in about an hour plus, we'll talk with the Education Secretary, Rebecca Holcomb. We're going to find out how school budgets fared across the state. Gosh, it's almost, it seems, it's been difficult this morning to really get a read on that. Pretty, some pockets out there where communities turned down their budgets. It's hard to really see if there's any big developing trend, but I'm going to leave the heavy lifting on that to the Education Secretary this morning. In a moment here, we're going to talk with the reelected mayor of Burlington, and we would welcome your phone calls throughout the program this morning. And we'll bat around the Netanyahu speech yesterday as well to have a couple of opposing editorials, and we can discuss that too. That's what our White House crew will focus on to begin hour number two. We'd love to hear from you on the program this morning. You can always reach us at 244-1777. That's our local number in central Vermont. And you can also reach us on our toll-free lines at 877-291-8255. We head up to the Queen City. Let's give a nice warm Radio Vermont welcome and a congratulations this morning to the reelected Mayor of Burlington, Moreau Weinberger. Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining us. How are you this morning?
Mark, I'm doing great this morning. Good to be with you.
Boy, if I'd used
this weather yesterday out of the polls instead of today. It was a little chilly out there. But
yeah, turnout was a little low, wasn't it?
It was a little bit low, and that may have been part of it. Certainly late in the day, it was a little unpleasant to be out there. But you know, overall, it was certainly reassuring to wake up this morning and see that almost 70% of the voters felt the city's headed in the right direction, and have given us a chance to work hard for the city for another 3 years.
68% of the vote. You even have to be a little surprised about that, right?
Well, Mark, I didn't take anything for granted. We feel very lucky to get to serve in these roles. Very proud to put together a great team, and it was. I didn't know what to expect, so yes, to see 68% is a bit of a surprise and reassuring.
So, was this a referendum on you? Was this a referendum on your last 3 years? What do you think the election was really all about?
I think it was a sign from the people of Burlington that they feel good about the pragmatic, thoughtful approach that we and the city council has been taking over the last 3 years. You know, 10 incumbents were returned to the city council as well out of 12 seats. And I think it's a sign that people feel that the last 3 years we have come through a challenging time. We have things headed in a good direction. They like the careful, pragmatic approach on core city issues, like financial issues, like improving the parks, like rebuilding the bike path, and they want to see more of it.
So what's your agenda for the next 3 years?
Well, it is to bring that same kind of approach, still stay focused on what city governments need to do well to succeed. We are, I feel pleased that we've put some of the major financial crises behind us. We have just heard news just out at the end of the day yesterday that Moody's has upgraded the city's credit rating for the first time in many years and gave us a positive outlook, indicating they think it's headed in the right direction going forward. That progress allows us to focus on some other things. We are going to be very focused on infrastructure over the next 3 years. We see a primary responsibility of city government is to make sure the sidewalks and the streets and the parks and the garages and the water pipes are taken care of, and that we're making the proper reinvestment in them that we need to stay a successful, vibrant community. And so that's going to be a big part of it. We will certainly be focused on this new early learning initiative that I announced several weeks ago, which has an ambitious goal of ensuring that all Burlington children have the opportunity to lead full, healthy, successful lives by making new investments in children aged 0 to 5, creating a home visiting program and a scholarship program for kids that need scholarships to get high-quality child care. We're going to try to do that with philanthropic funds and using existing state and federal programs. We are certainly going to be very focused on this effort to make Burlington a more affordable, walkable, bikeable, livable city through the creation of new housing in the downtown and waterfront area, an area where I think we could see a repurposing of the parking lots and the underutilized sites, like at the 5 acres in the downtown that is currently the mall, sort of a suburban building put down in this central area of Burlington. We think we can have more jobs, more people living in the downtown, add to the city and state revenues, and address some of our affordability challenges by seeing a move in that direction.
But you're still, how do I describe how you feel about this new mall proposal? Undecided, supporting? What's the word?
Well, I'm very supportive of the fact that we are going through this process, that we are having a big public conversation about where we want that proposal to go. I'm very supportive of the fact that we have an owner now for the first time in many years of this central downtown part of the city that wants to reinvest in the property and would like to change what's there now, which I think is clearly problematic. I think what your question is getting at is that I have felt up until now that it is premature to support any specific proposal because we committed to this public process to really hear from people what they would like to see and to be in this kind of essentially a fact an information gathering stage in partnership with the owner to try to get a great plan. I certainly do expect at a certain point here, I hope to be supportive of a major redevelopment of that site that will grow jobs, that will address in some way our housing challenges, and that could generate very substantial new revenues to the city and the state, and really re-enliven Bank Street and Cherry Street and even add to the vibrancy of Church Street. I expect something exciting and positive is going to come out of this. We just, haven't gotten there yet because we got to do the work first.
Talking with Burlington Mayor Moreau Weinberger. Let's talk about the city council. The Democrats appear to have lost their working majority. To be quite blunt, it looks like you didn't really have a lot of coattails on this. What happened?
Well, I think the council has been a major part of the success of the last 3 years. Our system of governance requires the council and the administration to work together, and I think we've done that well and in a quite a tripartisan manner over the last 3 years. And so I think it's not surprising that all of the incumbents who are running for re-election, which made up 10 of the 12 seats, were re-elected. And I congratulate all the winners, and they all ran good, hard races. There were some, I think, debated and hard-fought races in parts of the city. And I guess I am hopeful and expect that we will continue to find a way to work well with the council. If you look at almost all the major issues over the last 3 years, it hasn't been like they've been big, divisive votes. Almost all the budget votes have been unanimous. The BT votes were unanimous. Almost all the major things that we've worked on over the last 3 years, we have worked hard to build consensus, and I think the way this shook out after redistricting, it puts even more responsibility on the administration to work hard for that consensus and to be collaborative, and we intend to do that.
Why do you think you did so well in every ward and did so much better than the Democratic candidates then?
I hope and believe that the vote in the mayor's race was a indication that people feel good about the direction we've headed. They want to keep moving forward. They see that we've made considerable progress the last 3 years. They want us to stay that course and bring that same approach. I think the counselors who have been part of the last 3 years, you know, properly got some credit for that as well. And people were happy to send them back to keep doing their work. I think people take an approach, you know, if you've been in a job and you are an incumbent and you've put in the service, you built up this additional knowledge, I think most people feel like unless you've done something really terrible, you've earned people's vote again. So I think that's part of part of what was going on. And I think all the people who won last night were very strong council candidates, and I congratulate them, and I look forward to working with them.
Mm-hmm. Just seemed like there were a couple of openings. There were a couple of seats that were pretty well contested that could have been fallen into the seats of the Democrats.
Listen, Sarah McCall ran a race in Ward 3 that I think is as good as a Democrat has done in that part of the city. As long as anyone can remember, I think she can hold her head high. First-time candidate, woman who's been part of Emerge Vermont. But, you know, Sarah Giannone, the progressive who won there, it has a deep, long-standing commitment to this community and ran a very good race as well. So, you know, I think it'd be a mistake to read too much into that, you know, the discrepancy. I think people were, it was a new map. We went through a redistricting period. It was really unclear how it was going to sort out. And I have nothing but congratulations and a desire to work with everyone who won last night.
Last question. What a difference a year makes on the school front, huh?
Absolutely. Well, I think the school district, the board, and the new leadership deserve a lot of credit for that. You know, when they came through a very tumultuous, challenging time, but stayed focused, worked hard, put forward a budget that was, for the first time in many years, within the rate of inflation, I think, was perceived by Burlingtonians to be a reasonable budget. I think people also have a sense of optimism that the district has been able to bring in some new managers already and has this exciting hire of a new superintendent on the horizon. And I think the feeling is very different, and I congratulate the district for that and look forward to working with them going forward. Pressure is off. I don't think this means that people don't want reform to the overall system. They, you know, continue to be concerned about the overall trends over many decades now with property taxes. And so I will stay active in the discussion down in Montpelier about how we reform the overall education system in the state to ensure great educational outcomes while also some the concerning long-term financial trends.
Any other ballot items that were noteworthy for you?
Well, ballot item number 3 was one that I felt very strongly about. This is one of the things that's going to give a real boost to this effort to invest in the infrastructure in the city. This is called the Great Streets Initiative, and it gives us the ability to rebuild much of the infrastructure of the downtown, the sidewalks, the street trees, some of the underground utilities, and do it in a way that doesn't impact the property taxes of Burlingtonians. This is using this tax increment financing tool that we've used so successfully as a city down on the waterfront for many years. This is our first opportunity to use it in the downtown, and I'm excited about that. I'm glad it passed in strong numbers.
Boy, that was that was one confusing question, though.
Well, it is the nature of TIF, the way the TIF legislation, what is required to be put on the ballot, almost all that language that was in there is statutorily required language. It is a confusing issue. The whole financing mechanism is one that is a bit complicated and one that people find confusing. I think the fact that it passed strongly is an indication that Burlingtonians have seen the successes we've had in the TIF districts over, again, you know, going back a couple decades now, and sense that we can achieve similar progress in the downtown. So I appreciate the support, and we'll put the money to good use.
The Great Streets Initiative. Did you steal that from LBJ's Great Society?
thought it was a little catchy, Mark.
Okay. Thank you for your time this morning. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Talk to you again soon, I hope.
Moreau Weinberger is the reelected mayor of Burlington with a whopping 68% of the vote. His closest challenger was Steve Goodkind, the progressive, with 22% of the vote. What's on your mind out there this morning? We'll talk with the education secretary coming up in about an hour. I'd love to know what your thoughts, comments. Maybe you can share with us what happened in your community that might be helpful for others to know. Maybe you had some discussion about your school budget. Maybe your community is one of those looking at consolidation. Love to get some thoughts and comments from you on that. Also, I'm going to introduce the Benjamin Netanyahu speech to our discussion here as well. And but, you know, we can jump around here this morning, as we always do. You can reach us at 244-1777. That's our local number in central Vermont. And you can also reach us on our toll-free lines at 877-291-8255. A moment of your time for our friends at Jamison Insurance. If you're looking for a great hometown company to get your insurance through, make it our friends at Jamison Insurance. And you can give them a call at their main offices in Waitsfield. I'll give you that number here in just a moment. I'll give you an opportunity to get a pen and a piece of paper or a pencil to write that down. Or you can actually use a magic marker, too. And here's the number. 496-2080 is their main number right there in Waitsfield. That's the main office. That's the number to call if you ever want John Jamison, who owns the business, to come to your place of business. He'll do a review on site. You can leave the paperwork for him. You can head out and do, you know, your stuff in the afternoon or in the morning and just leave John there, and he'll look through it and take care of it. And you don't really have to be there with him, because just like the mayor understood the wording on that ballot item yesterday, John Jamison can read these insurance documents and figure out what they actually say. You can also contact our offices right down the road here in Waterbury and up the road in Richmond. I'll leave you to head to their website at jamisoninsurance.com to get those phone numbers. Let me just give you the main number in Waitsfield, 496-2080. A family-run company, really just great people to work with. You'll be happy you took your business over to Jamison Insurance. JamisonInsurance.com is the website. 244-1777, that's our local number in central Vermont. Toll-free 877-291-8255. Back after this.
Ruben and his team from RB Technologies on Route 4.